Hi there. The word for you today is help for anxiety and depression. Solomon writes, Proverbs 12:25, anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down. You know the feeling. Your stomach is in knots. You feel as though an elephant's sitting in your chest. You've got the jitters. Your thoughts are running amok. Where can you find relief? Alcohol? Drugs? Relationships? Work? Money? Sex? If so, you've probably found relief that simply won't work long term. The Bible says anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, causing a sense of hopelessness and depression. What's the answer? Well, Satan is sometimes the source of anxiety and depression. For example, when King Saul became self-willed and disobeyed God, the Bible says, and I quote, "The Spirit of the Lord left Saul, and he was filled with a tormenting spirit of depression and fear." And our pride and disobedience also allow Satan to invade our thoughts and emotions. But by humbling ourselves and realigning ourselves with God's will, we invite God to reverse Satan's assault, and we can overcome anxiety and depression. The Bible says, Matthew 23, verse 12, "Whoever humbles himself will be exalted." That word means lifted up. You see, you have authority over the devil, but it only kicks in when you're submitted to God. Here are three steps to victory. They're found in James 4 and verse 7. Number 1, submit yourselves to God. That's important. That aligns you with God's word and power and gives you the right to exercise power and dominion over the devil. Number 2, resist the devil, writes James. That word resist is like a military word. It implies a courageous, forceful, persistent refusal to let him prevail against you. Yeah, you've got a part to play. And number 3, James says, "And the devil will flee from you." What a great picture. He has to forfeit his hold in your life and his ability to pour on the anxiety and depression. Yep, God wants to set you free today from anxiety and depression.